Attention Kmart shoppers, stop that woman running out the door. She shit her pants and is trying to shoplift. Hi, this is Betty, your Shanta Morning Rush Hour host. Stay tuned for some crazy Florida news, the latest cannabis news, and other useless crap. Joe and Anthony are coming up next, only on Shanta Radio.
You are listening to WEED. Shanta.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin MacLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit
from Nullsoft Shoutcast.
This is the show that nobody told you about. This is the show that your brother warned you about. This is the show that you probably shouldn't be listening to. This is...
That's kind of a crazy title, wouldn't you agree? Chickens flying by the seat of your chickens.
That was definitely an interesting title. I will not deny that much. That was, and we now have another, a new exciting one for this special Valentine's Day. I guess
it's quite an interesting Betty intro.
That was, isn't it? You gotta love it. And it correlates to some of the songs or some of the stories that we have tonight.
Yes. It's funny how that works out, folks. It's your two lovable stoners, Joe and Anthony.
Yep. Hi, this is Anthony from Tampa.
Hey, everybody. It's Joe from Chicago.
Hi, it's your lovable artificial intelligence unit, Betty. My butthole is buzzing again with excitement for tonight's broadcast of Chicago, Tampa, Shyamba Radio, episode 32. Love in Unexpected Places? For Monday, February 8, 2016. And now for your Tampa weather. Hey Anthony, how is it in Tampa for your fellow Tampons?
Thanks, Betty. I appreciate that. And here is your local Tampa weather. Current conditions at Tampa International Airport is 62 degrees, 17 Celsius, and mostly cloudy. Humidity is 62% with winds from the southwest at 15 miles an hour, 2.49 degrees. It's a little bit chilly. It's going to get a little chillier, too. Tonight, we're expecting a slight chance of showers between 7 p.m. and 4 a.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 49. West to southwest wind 13 to 15 miles an hour, becoming northwest after midnight. Winds could gust as high as 21 miles an hour. A chance of precipitation is 20%. Tuesday, mostly cloudy with a high near 57. Winds northwest wind, west northwest winds to 8 to 14 miles an hour. High that's gusts cool. of 20. Yeah, 50. That's coming. Tuesday night, it's going to dip down to about 43 degrees with winds around 11 to 14 miles an hour. So tonight, 49. Tomorrow is 43. And then on Wednesday, we will be sunny with a high near 57 with wind chill values as low as 40 in the early morning. And then Wednesday night, it gets even colder with a low of around 40 with north to northwest wind around 9 miles an hour. And that is your Tampa weather.
Well, thanks, Anthony. And now for your Chicago weather. Hello, folks. It's Joe here in Chicago. My cat is really distressed right now because currently at Chicago Midway Airport, it's 28 degrees Fahrenheit or minus 2 degrees Celsius. Humidity is at 66%, which means indoor humidity is pretty darn low. Wind speed is west at 12 miles per hour. Barometer is 29.74 inches. And the dew point is at 18 degrees.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
Visibility, though, is pretty clear. It's 10 miles. Wind chill is currently 18.
It's so damn cold, even the clouds won't hang out.
Yeah, right? So tonight, we're expecting snow, light accumulations, low around 25. Could be blustery, with a northwest wind of 15 to 20 miles per hour, with gusts as high as 25 miles per hour. So it can get a little windy out there. Chance of precipitation is 90%. Total nighttime snow accumulation of less than 1 inch possible. So it's probably going to just look pretty. Tuesday tomorrow, snow showers. Temperature is going to be falling to around 22 by 5 p.m. So bundle up. Get your gloves out. Get your mittens and your hats and your scarvises.
Now is that 22? Now, what's the wind chill? Do they give a wind chill for that?
Tomorrow night, wind chill values as low as -7.
Holy shit snacks.
Wednesday, wind chill values during the day are as low as -9. So it's going to be a cold Wednesday.
Ouch.
Yeah. And it looks like for the rest of the week, folks, it's going to be like in the 20s. Next weekend, it's going to be cold. It's just cold. Now, towards Washington's birthday and the end of the month, it's looking to be back in the 40s. So, you know, I'm still saying it's been relatively mild, strictly speaking, and no crazy winter weather like the East Coast is going to get again.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're expecting another foot of snow out there.
Holy fuck.
And the Weather Channel is reporting a really nasty accident on some interstate that I don't remember, where a bus kind of basically toppled over. So it's pretty bad out there.
So what, now they're doing traffic reports too? They can't just,
oh, yeah.
They can't just fuck things up with naming storms and everything? Winter storms now? Now they're reporting the traffic? Has it gotten that bad at the Weather Channel? Really, has it?
But you know what? They're getting talked about. They're out there.
That's true.
Pushing
That's
their
true.
Way out there, man. If they can take over weather reporting for everything, and they can do a good job of it, they got to pay for it somehow.
Well, you know what, though? Verizon doesn't carry them anymore on Fios.
Oh.
Yeah, they wanted too much money, so Verizon said bye-bye.
Yikes.
They had a very low viewership, too, on the channel. So I think really what they're at right now is they're just trying to grasp at straws more than anything to try to keep afloat.
You know, speaking of, and thanks everybody, that's your Chicago weather for here. So, hey Anthony, I wanted to ask you, cellular service.
Yes.
I currently have T-Mobile, and you know, in the tech industry, for some reason, T-Mobile can do no wrong.
Really?
But now, huh?
Really? I hear a lot of techs bitching and complaining about T-Mobile.
And I'm talking about, like, the celebrities out in San Francisco, the ones that are on CNET and Twit TV, they're all Gaga and Goo Goo for T-Mobile.
Oh, Twat TV. Gotcha. Okay.
So, what's the deal? Who should I be going with? And maybe even for our listeners that are interested in new cellular service. Maybe they're tired of what they're at.
Well, it really depends on what you're looking for. You know, obviously, I will say, and a lot of people are getting their twats in the twat in the Twitter. Twats in the Twitter. There we go. I guess this will be our tech segment. For right now.
There we go.
So people are getting their twats on a Twitter over T-Mobile. Try saying that 10 times fast. but a lot of people are doing that because of the fact that T-Mobile and Sprint do really offer really inexpensive service. I mean, they have a lot of the cheaper plans are far cheaper than AT&T and Verizon. However, and you know, and a lot of times carriers, it tends to kind of go on a region by region basis. But in general, T-Mobile and Sprint are probably the two worst when it comes to throttling traffic for users and heavy network management. And unfortunately, that's mostly just because their towers are generally overloaded anyway. They haven't built out that. You know, they're not as good as a build-out as AT&T and Verizon.
Well, I am close to a T-Mobile tower.
Well, but that's only one component of the whole picture, though. You may be close to a T-Mobile tower, but there may also be 250 other people close to that tower who are also using data. And if they don't have a fiber backhaul to that tower or multiple fiber backhauls to that tower, it's probably just riding over a copper T1 or a T3 line. Yeah, and you get slowdowns. That's kind of the whole thing that consumers miss and a lot of these carriers try to push out there is they're, you know, they try to push and we got coverage, but you don't have capacity.
Yes.
And that's what happens like a lot of times if you're trying to stream something and you go into a specific cell. A lot of times if your carrier's over capacity, you'll either have throttled speed on that cell, meaning your normally 3 to 5 Mbps 4G connection becomes 128K. Or they just totally block access to certain streaming sites or just certain content. They might block Netflix, YouTube, even our station. I know you have problems with our station in a very specific cell.
Refuses to work in certain sites.
Yeah.
I mean, I have to use Wi-Fi wherever possible.
Yeah. So, and I don't run into that issue here, and I'm on Verizon. So that's kind of, I mean, honestly, in terms of data and carrier reliability, Verizon and AT&T kind of have the tops when it comes to that. I don't know how Sprint is in your area. I had a Sprint hotspot for a while here in Tampa, and it was probably the worst thing I ever owned, and I wanted to shit on it and run it over with the car.
I had Virgin, which uses the Sprint network, and I didn't like it. It was poor quality.
How I used was Virgin. I used Virgin for the hotspot. That was my problem. I didn't obviously use a phone, but
it was terrible.
It was horrible.
So I may consider now. What's the deal now with say Verizon and phones? Do you have to purchase the phone outright? Do you get a contract deal?
That's an interesting question, and that would really depend on which model you're looking at. And I don't know the answer. I've been shopping for phones recently, and so was the husband. And we're existing customers, so we had three options. We can either buy the phone outright. We could subsidize the phone with a 2-year contract, which didn't increase our monthly fee. Or we could do what they call their Edge plan, which is you pay a monthly fee for the phone until, obviously, you reach a certain point and the phone's paid off. I think you even still pay that monthly fee if you still have the phone, unless you kind of change it over to another phone. I don't know how the end of it works. Those are the three options. I don't know if those options are available for everybody, meaning you would be a new customer, so it's kind of like, are you forced to do the Edge plan? But I think with the new customers too, your data pricing is different and it may actually be cheaper, so it kind of works out. Okay. I say go on the website and check it out.
Check
out AT&T, because AT&T runs some pretty good deals too. I don't know how AT&T is in the Chicago area. I don't hear much griping about it here in Tampa, and I know a lot of people that have it.
I haven't had AT&T since it was named Singular.
I see. That's been a long time. That's been a long, long time.
And Primeco.
I remember Primeco. I do remember Primeco.
Remember the crazy alien, the pink or purple alien?
Yes, I do. And who was the spokeswoman for that? It was what's her name? I can't remember.
Oh, yes.
Horseface. No, she wasn't a horseface. Somebody else, though. It was one of those other. Her brother was a big star as well.
Yes. And she was in a movie. With Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I think so.
Damn it, what was the name of that movie? If you know the answer to any of these questions, give us a call at the studios at 813-327-8566. Folks, we've got a lot of cool stuff in store for you tonight, so I hope you're tuning in.
Exactly. So, but yeah, I say check out the plans. But my experience with Sprint has always been bad. I haven't had T-Mobile in a long time. And when I had T-Mobile, data really wasn't a thing. Smartphones didn't exist at the time.
Well, here's the thing about T-Mobile is it seems like they're becoming a Samsung shop. Like, either Samsung or Apple. And I'm sorry, but I refuse to own an Apple.
No, I don't blame you. I'm the same.
I don't want to own
an
Apple. I've had an iPad. I didn't like it. I've looked at phones. I've held phones. I don't like the way they navigate. It's creepy. All the icons all over the desktop. That's creepy.
You know, I definitely hate that on any of the products.
It's just like,
is that stupid? Yeah. Everything's tiles right there. I'm like, really? And I can't. Oh, wait, I want a widget. Oh, right. What? I can't put a widget here? I can't put my calendar view here? Oh, I can do it if I swipe down, but I want to look at it and see it. Wait, this is supposed to be intuitive and user-friendly, but I want to see my calendar on the desktop. Why can't I see my calendar on the desktop? Yeah. I have many issues with their product line at times.
Yeah.
But there are people that will just they will rub their buttholes and lick their iPhones until they're dead, and I don't understand it. I truly do not get it.
But, wow. So what's going on in your world, Anthony?
Well, not really a whole lot. It's Monday, so you know Monday starts the typical Monday, but Yeah, it's it was a bit of a busy weekend. I had some company over yesterday. We went to a flea market, the Big Top flea market here in Tampa. We went out there, and it was actually pretty awesome. And a typical flea market fashion, and it's a bit rough around the edges. It's a flea market that's rough around the edges. And it was funny because as I was walking through it, I thought Mad Max. And I looked over to my husband and I said, "This looks like the post-apocalyptic world that we will soon live in." And he's like, "Wow, you're right."
I would love to see that.
Well, maybe next time you come to visit the Tampa studios, we'll take you to the Big Top flea market. I think you would quite enjoy it. There's a lot of junk. There's some good things, some treasures, but mostly junk. It's a very strange layout, too. It's kind of like a hub and spoke type of layout. It has like a center building, and like it has all the wings just go like a spoke out of them. And so, like,
and folks,
when you.
If you want to see what Anthony is doing right now, Skype us at Shyampa.radio. You can actually be part of our video experience.
That means I'd have to put on my face hoodie. I have to do my face hoodie. I'm like, you can't look at me!
But anyways.
So, yeah. But, so, exactly. It's a very interesting, it gives you a very post-apocalyptic type of feel when you walk through it. Especially like a lot of the merchandise that you see out there. You walk through and you're like, I wouldn't even expect to see most of this at a garage sale. I'm like bits and pieces of this and that. I'm like, I'm going to find a part for my Starship over here and some parts to repair my robot over here. Maybe we can get some parts for Betty or something. But yeah, so that was kind of exciting. And you know what else is exciting?
What else is exciting?
And now for the news.
That's exciting.
And you know what else is exciting, folks?
What?
If you didn't know, it is today is actually Chinese Lunar New Year. So that means all kinds of interesting things are going to happen. It's the start of a new cycle. It's the start of a new season. It could be a start of a new life for many people. But anyways, we're going to end this little breaking news cycle somehow right now and continue on with our normal news. So, and folks, we're going to get this nice little track here going. There we go. And so, Anthony, you've actually been talking a little bit lately about, you know, just situations where people are late for work.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, our first news story tonight is the 12 most bizarre late to work excuses.
Interesting.
You know, we've all had them. For instance, folks, Anthony and I, we had a situation back when Anthony lived here in Chicago where we kind of were just like lost in traffic trying to get to work.
Oh, Jesus. Like, yeah, I remember that. Late.
Yeah.
It was like a bad storm and everything was all fucked up.
Yeah. Well, a new report revealed 12 of the most bizarre late-to-work excuses, and the list contains a bear.
Ooh.
And a lizard.
Ooh.
And a lot of Vaseline. Career builders surveyed nearly 2,600 hiring and human resources managers and more than 3,200 employees between November and December of 2015.
Okay.
For employees who walk into work late every once in a while, good news. One third of employers said they have no problem with workers who are late occasionally, according to CareerBuilder. Four out of 10 employers have fired an employee for being late. Overall, some of the most common late-to-work excuses include traffic at 53%, oversleeping at 33%, and bad weather at 28%, according to the report. However, some employees reportedly gave their bosses less traditional excuses. Here are 12 of the most bizarre reasons employees have used to explain their tardiness. Number one, I thought of quitting today, but then decided not to, so I came in late.
Okay.
Have you ever felt like using that excuse?
Almost every day.
Number two, my hair caught on fire from my blow dryer.
Sweet.
I'm like, you know, I used to own a blow dryer, and you know what? That thing did get really hot.
Oh, they can. Yeah, totally.
Yeah. Okay. Number three, and this one kind of scares me.
Was that you? Was that an epiphany? Did we have an epiphany?
I was detained by Homeland Security.
Apparently, they're listening to us, too. Hello, Homeland Security. How are you doing today?
Well, number four, get this one. I had to chase my cows back into the field.
Wow. All righty.
How did that one come in as number four from Career Builder?
That's kind of scary.
Right? All right, number five. Mm-hmm. A black bear entered my carport and decided to take a nap on the hood of my car.
Okay. That could happen here in Florida very easily.
Now, number six.
I love number six.
My lizard had to have emergency surgery in the morning, and it died during surgery. I had to mourn while deciding whether to have the lizard disposed of by the vet or bring the lizard corpse with me to work.
I would have brought it to work and showed my boss.
Right?
Here, I'm late. This backs up my story. Here is a dead lizard.
Number seven, there was fresh powder on the hill. I had to go skiing.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
At least it's honest.
Right. Number eight, there was a store grand opening, and I wanted to get the opening day sale. I just had to have 15 TVs.
You have to have 15. I want 25 televisions.
Right.
I want televisions everywhere. I want televisions up my butt.
Now, I think number nine is a euphemism.
Okay. What?
Number nine is, I had to finish watching My Name is Earl.
Okay.
I think that's a euphemism for Pern. Pern.
Well, now why do you think it's a euphemism for porn?
Well, because usually, a lot of times, men, you know, they've got to jack off, and so they take maybe a little extra time than usual, and then they're late for getting into the shower. You know, they throw off their whole routine.
I'm still trying to figure out how this plays into this whole line, though. I mean, you know, it's My Name is Earl is a television show.
Well, I know that, but I think
it's a very bad television show.
It's a cover for porn.
Isn't?
I think so.
You think so?
I think so, but... Oh.
Look, we have another notification.
Hi, Homeland Security.
They're listening. Number 10,
all of my clothes were stolen.
Oh, my.
Yeah, well, you know, in some neighborhoods that's possible, and especially here in Chicago, because crime is on the uptick.
It sure is.
Number 11, I was confused by the time change and unsure if it was spring forward or fall back. And number 12, a Vaseline truck overturned on the highway, and cars were slipping left and right.
See, I think that one is the euphemism for sex. Or jerking off, one of the two.
Yes. Whew, I have to recover, folks. Whew.
All right. You got the vapors there? You can do it, yes. All right? Okay, good.
Yeah, moving along. All right, $500,000 in marijuana was recently disguised as carrots.
Wow.
U.S. Customs and Border Protection agents found $500,000 worth of marijuana disguised as carrots this week. On Sunday, they stopped this tractor trailer at the Far International Bridge along the Texas-Mexico border near the Gulf of Mexico.
Ooh.
So mixed in with real carrots, they found more than 2,800 orange carrot-shaped packages.
Oh, my.
Inside these packages, there were nearly 2,500 pounds of marijuana with a street value of $499,000.
Wait, okay, now hold on. All right, so how many ounces are in... How many pounds was it?
That
2,500 pounds.
500.
All right. So that is 40,000 ounces. So...
And I pay $350.
All right.
$499,000. So divide that by your ounces.
Yep. 40,000. It says $12.47.
That's not right.
Okay, okay. So wait, hold on. So 499,000 divided by 40,000 ounces is $12.47. I shit you not.
Yeah,
I shit you not.
Answer. I'm getting $12.40.
That's some cheap shit. Okay, that was totally underestimated. But go on.
So, once again, drug smuggling organizations have demonstrated their creativity in attempting to smuggle large quantities of narcotics across the U.S.-Mexico border, said this port director. You know, I want to come back to this. Did we calculate the ounces correctly in the 2,500 pounds?
All right, hold on. We'll get back to Google. Hold on.
Because now it's bugging me, ladies and gentlemen. I just... Yes.
Okay.
I secretly want to.
How many ounces in a pound? We will start there. And that is 16, correct?
Correct. Yes.
All right. So we got 16 ounces times 2,500 pounds. That is, if I hit the correct button, it will work properly. So that's 40,000 ounces. So, for 40,000 ounces, you have to take $499,000 and divide that by the number of ounces, which is 40,000 ounces. And it comes up to exactly $12.47.
That's not right.
Because let's just say someone pays $300 an ounce. All right, times 40,000 ounces, that would be, why don't you put the decimal places, $12 million.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah, that's a lot more than $499,000.
Huh.
Yeah, there's something stinky in the state of Denmark here.
Yeah. I don't like that.
Well, you know.
But you know what? Time is a ticking, so we're gonna move right on to the next story. Yeah.
Time is ticking.
Fake quotes, and we're going to turn back on our music here.
All right.
Fake quotes by founding fathers were included in a gun rights bill. And this is from the News Tribune by Melissa Santos. As long as they sound good, right?
Yeah, right.
A guns rights bill introduced at the Capitol on Friday included 6 quotes from the Americans' founding fathers about the importance of guns to democracy. The problem is, half of those quotes are fake.
Lovely.
The measure... sponsored by State Rep. Matt Shea, a Republican from Spokane Valley, would create penalties for public officials who block people from owning or buying guns. Can you believe that?
Yeah, right.
About one page of the 4-page bill is dedicated to quotes from the founding fathers on gun ownership. But at least 3 of the quotes attributed to Thomas Jefferson, George Washington, and Alexander Hamilton, they're not real. Firearms stand next in importance to the Constitution itself. They are the American people's liberty, teeth, and keystone under independence, is one quote that House Bill 2975 attributes to George Washington. Nope, says researchers at Mount Vernon, George Washington's estate. This quotation does not show up in any of Washington's writings, nor does any closely related quote. The Mount Vernon researchers note, including... it, among a list of spurious quotations, also included in the bill's long introductory section, is a quote attributed to Thomas Jefferson. Those who hammer their guns into plowshares will plow for those who do not. Wrong again, say researchers at Monticello. A quote the bill attributes to Alexander in the Federalist Papers also appears to be something Hamilton didn't really exactly say. Both left-leaning sources, Gawker, and more conservative ones, the Federalist Papers Project, say Hamilton did not say, "The best we can help for concerning the people at large is that they be properly armed." Other quotes in the bills have problems, too. One combines the words of Thomas Paine, the author of Common Sense, with other statements the pamphleteer never wrote or uttered. So, you know, I mean, skipping past... Oh, wait. Yeah, well... skipping past the story, it's like, you know, this is history writing in the act.
You know, oh, yeah, totally. Just,
And it never stops, folks. I mean, it's rampant and it's wrong.
It's frightening.
This is stuff we got to push past.
It's very frightening.
Now, this next story is, I don't like this next story, and it's a prank thing. A prank call leads to fast food employees smashing windows. Now, I don't like it on two things, but I also say these people are fucking stupid.
You have to.
Police in Tucson, Arizona said pranksters convinced employees at a fast food restaurant to smash windows by pretending to be a fire suppression company. The employees received a call around 1 a.m. on Tuesday saying that the gas levels were high and that the building needed to be evacuated. The prankster also convinced employees to smash every window of the building to prevent it from exploding.
Oh, Jesus.
Police say the call was illegal because it resulted in criminal damage, and Tucson police are investigating the prank.
That is frightening, and anyone with an ounce of a brain should know that you don't smash out the windows.
Yeah. Now, I experienced something that is not anywhere near that level of danger, but we had at a particular fast food with golden-looking arches, we had a hacker that managed to slip up into the ceiling, and he was crawling around in the tiles, and he waited there all day long until I was gone, and then he dropped down. And apparently he created like a ghost account for him and his sister and somebody else.
Hmm.
So he was getting paid like all these little checks from McDonald's.
So clearly he knew what he was doing.
Yeah. He broke into the safe. It was a mess. And I knew something was going on. I felt it.
You felt it.
I felt it.
I felt it in your bones.
I'll never remember that. You know, working at fast food, it's I don't know what it's like now. It looks almost robotic in a sense. I mean, I still go to McDonald's from time to time. You know, it's crazy. But folks, that was your latest Chicago news.
All right. Thanks, Joe. Do you want to be part of our unique on-air experience? Hold on. I need some background music for this one. Wait. I've been wanting to use this one for a while.
There we go.
All right. Do you want to be part of our unique on-air experience? Give us a call at 813-327-8566 or Skype us at chiampa.radio. Be sure to visit us on Facebook at facebook.chiampa.info or check out our blog at chiampa.info. Our blog will have the latest in all of our scheduled programming. If you're listening to us on a recast, feel free to leave a voicemail, and we'll play your message on a future cast. Hang tight, folks. We'll be back in about, I think it's like 6 minutes.
Roughly 5 minutes and 42 seconds.
If that's right.
You're listening to Chiampa Weed Radio, Chicago, Tampa, Chiampa Radio.
You're listening to Shoutcast Radio.
Hello, everybody. This is Joe, your host on WEED Chiampa Radio. Do you miss those commercials that we used to broadcast? You know, some of those retro commercials for Alka-Seltzer, and Kent Cigarettes, and Philip Morris? Well, tonight, in Joe's retro commercials, we bring them to you here on WEED Chiampa Radio. Flashback.
Constipation can be a problem for anyone, even doctors. And when constipation occurs, it's interesting to see just what doctors consider important about a laxative they might use or recommend. Well, a majority of the doctors we heard from had this to say.
A laxative should be effective, gentle, close to natural acting. A medicine that can be used with complete confidence.
Now, X-Lax has been popular with many doctors and millions of people over the years because chocolated X-Lax is effective. Overnight, it helps you toward your normal regularity. X-Lax is so gentle, so close to natural acting, there's no upset. That's why many doctors and millions of people use X-Lax with complete confidence. X-Lax, the laxative that helps you toward your normal regularity, gently. Overnight.
You say you got a case of the ordinary blues. Well, the doctor's in and he's got good news. He's got the relief you've been looking for. Dr. Pepper has got your cure. Just what the doctor ordered.
Dr. Pepper.
That special taste of originality.
Dr. Wisconsin Nature Notes from the Nature Conservancy. What is singing, blooming, creeping, and crawling in the Badger State?
February 2nd marks Groundhog Day, a truly unusual event given that the lowly groundhog is the only animal with an American holiday named after it. More surprising yet, groundhogs are rodents. There's no special day set aside for any other rodent. No Muskrat Day, Pygmy Shrew Day, or Bog Lemming Day. It's amusing when Punxsutawney Phil in western Pennsylvania and Jimmy the Groundhog in Sun Prairie, Wisconsin, miraculously emerge from their hibernation on February 2nd at the precise, instinctual time when the TV cameras begin to roll. But these photo ops must bewilder the poor groundhogs, which normally wouldn't come out of their hibernation in midwinter, even if the temperature hit 60 degrees. Groundhogs do, in fact, synchronize themselves to an internal clock, but not one on the wrist of a newscaster. Instead, the groundhog's clock is wound in harmonious rhythm with green vegetation, which is only available for a little over a third of the year. Groundhogs eat prodigious amounts of grasses and herbaceous greens, including garden and farm produce, which places them on the most wanted list throughout their range. But greens don't store well in moist underground chambers, so the ingenious groundhog evolved the notion that, rather than storing food underground for winter, it made more sense to store the food internally in rolls of fat. In nature, obesity doesn't often work well as a survival strategy because it compromises speed, agility, and defensive strength while making one particularly attractive to predators. But groundhogs have learned to fatten up very quickly right before they hibernate for the winter, a big belly being the greatest defense against starvation while hibernating in a safe den for 6 months. A groundhog chooses to spend half its life slowly starving while in hibernation. Groundhogs typically enter their den in early October, block the passage with soil, and then coil into a ball with their head between their forelegs and their tail wrapped around their head. Their heartbeat falls from 75 beats per minute to 4 per minute. And their temperature plummets from 90 degrees Fahrenheit to 38 degrees. For 6 months, groundhogs effectively become a cold-blooded animal and would appear lifeless if you could observe them in their dens. Groundhogs enter hibernation weighing on average about 10 pounds and awaken thin and weak, having lost nearly 40% of their weight. In Wisconsin, the winter will almost certainly last well into March or April, so no matter what newscasters say about seeing the groundhog's shadow, it's way too early for groundhogs and spring to awaken. Be patient. Learn how you can take part in conservation in Wisconsin. Go to the Nature Conservancy's website at nature.org/Wisconsin. Wisconsin Nature Notes is the work of the Nature Conservancy in Wisconsin and Mind's Eye Audio in Madison.
Hello, Roger Wisdom here. I am disturbed. I know a thing or two about good customer service. Before I was the WEED Chiampa Studios maintenance engineer, I was a server for the local Bangers and Mash place. If I wanted a good tip, I literally had to bend over it backwards to please the customer. These kids these days, ugh. This has been another Joe Wisdom production. Do you have a wisdom to share? Give us a call at the studios. Call 813-327-8566 or Skype us at chiampa.info. Till next time, make sure you check for cracked glass, you idiot.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit
from Nullsoft Shoutcast.
Woof. More head up.
There you go. There you go.
Woof. Hey, hey, hey.
All right there, Skippy.
Oh, yes. Welcome back, everybody. We hope you enjoyed the Joe and Anthony show so far. Stay tuned, because after our ad lib segment B, Anthony has some pretty wild and wacky news for you.
I always try to find the crazy Florida news.
Yes,
for you.
You do.
It's what I do. It's what I try to do.
And if you've got a hot tip for Chip, give us a call. What's that number? How can they reach us?
Well, they can call us at 813-327-8566. They can reach us at facebook.shyampa.info, I-N-F-O. And they can also reach our blog at www.shyampa.info, I-N-F-O. Or you can reach us on Skype at shyampa.radio. And we are spelled C-H-I-A-M-P-A. I think a lot of people probably... are you doing something? Are you blinky blinky somewhere that I'm not?
No. I was.
Oh, okay. I was giggling over there, so I was sure.
Well, I was removing product from my device, but then I was also thinking of Betty for some reason, or I was something. What you just said just was making me think of Betty.
Oh, okay. You know, I do think of Betty myself from time to time. It's just one of those things that happens.
Yeah, I mean, Betty is pretty.
Wild and wacky.
Yes, you are, Betty. Welcome. Thank you for gracing us with your presence. I know you have an early morning now that you're pulling the rush hour shift, so we really don't see you that much during the show. But I'm glad
you're welcome.
Yes. Very good.
You're
Betty.
Welcome.
Betty, go plug yourself in.
Betty has got some interesting things to say, but I'll let her just say this one last thing, right, and that's it.
Fuck you for that Kmart job.
Hey, I didn't tell you to go work at Kmart, Betty. You're the one that went over there. And actually, what Betty's talking about, if you haven't heard, I'll play it one more time because I kind of like it. I really do like it. I don't know why I like it so much. I just like it because I'm liking this whole Kmart thing that I've got Betty doing now.
Oh, wait, Becky. Betty has one more thing she does want to say, though. She is kind of positive about something.
Okay.
Don't worry, I get a big discount.
Oh, see
that? There, that's a plus. So Betty, here's a clip for our more recent rush hour. Because she's kind of been forced. She's been working the morning shift at Kmart too, so she kind of brings the laptop with her and just broadcasts from Kmart. So
we need a price check on extra absorbent tampons on register 8. Hi everyone, this is Betty. Those idiots only pay me with some cheap ass debit card, and I keep telling them that my electronic magnetic field erases the card and that they must pay me in cash. Attention Kmart shoppers, our next blue light special is in ladies underwear. Head on over to the flashing blue light for some granny panties. Anyway, to supplement my income, I needed to take a part-time job at Kmart, and those fucking idiots still expect me to do the stupid rush hour show. We need a cleanup in aisle 12. Aisle 12 cleanup. Wait, Roger, is that you? Did you shit all over housewares? God damn it, Roger. Don't go anywhere because I'm coming to kick your ass. Grab your bongs, bitches. And stay tuned to Shyampa Rush Hour. Something asinine is coming up next. I have to go kick Roger's ass. Roger, stay away from the blue light special. Don't you dare shit on those granny panties.
We gotta love you, Betty. We absolutely love you, Betty.
Yes. She just went away, so I think she's going to that the vending machine.
She's going to the vending machine to try to get something other than vegan crap. I don't like the vegan crap either, but we stock it because it pisses her off.
Yeah, those vegan Twinkies, holy shit, those are weird.
I know. I felt last time I tried one, I felt like I was eating like styrofoam soaked in acetone.
Oh, my poop.
Of course, I might have been eating styrofoam soaked in acetone because I think Betty gave it to me. Oh, yeah, that's Betty for you.
Oh, shit. But hey, before the break and during the break and all that, we were talking about cell phone service.
Yes, we were.
Refresh us. Where were we at? I was looking at phones on Verizon, ladies and gentlemen, and I really didn't find anything I liked. And that sucks. Everybody seems to be heavily Samsung. I guess Samsung is the biggest. I thought LG would have been out there, really. I mean,
they really didn't. For some reason, they were out there, and you saw them in the marketplace, but for some reason, they didn't. They just didn't quite get out there. It's like they're always falling behind. Like, even when they kind of went into the whole kitchen appliance thing, you kind of expected them to kind of, I don't know, kind of go a little forward, but then they just kind of, they just petered out. And I think they're doing the same thing with the phones, unfortunately.
That's weird.
What's weird?
I didn't ask for the site. Okay, so I'm looking now on AT&T.
Okay, okay.
So we're going to look at mobile phones on AT&T and see if they do anything different. And, you know, it's pretty much the same darn thing.
That wouldn't surprise me. That wouldn't surprise me at all.
I mean, they have the LG V10. It's like, and is it just because manufacturers just gave up on devices?
It seems that way. It does really seem that way. It seems like they kind of like hit this point. Because, you know, for the longest time, cell phones were like, oh, this next new hot feature and this next new hot feature, and it does this and it does that.
Stop the presses.
Stop the presses.
AT&T has the LG G Flex 2.
Okay. Tell us about the LG G Flex 2.
All right. Let's click on this little view button because that is what you do. The iconic curved design of the G Flex 2 makes a bold statement and provides a unique experience. Reassuring in hand grip and seamlessly follows the contour of your face and features a 13 megapixel OIS Plus with laser autofocus camera with a floating lens to steady the shot for sharp images.
I see.
And it's only $1,334 a month or $399.99 with no contract.
It's a funny looking phone.
I like it.
Yeah, it's different. Oh, it has a removable back. That means you can actually probably pop the battery out.
Yes.
Nice.
And that possibly also means you can put in your own SIM chip. Or not, well, not only that, but
SD card. Because a lot of my new phone doesn't take an SD card. I can't put an SD card in it. It pisses me off. I find it very upsetting.
It's
a cute looking phone. The curve thing is weird. It would be one of those things where I could just imagine with me that having it on the seat, that because it's not flat, it, to me, if I put it down on like a table or something on the back, because a lot of times I'll put my phone like on the coffee table or on my desk at work and I'll use it. I'll like push the buttons and stuff while it's on the desk and it seems like it would just rock back and forth when I'm trying to use it.
I'll see if I can do. And you know, folks, this is a wonderful opportunity for you to Skype us at shyampa.radio, because you'll be able to see that I can still actually use the device. I know it's not exactly a good quality because it's too bright.
I see the other device, too. You should use that device as well.
There we go.
Hey, you're still using KitKat, I see.
Yes, and that's the other thing. I think this phone that we're looking at...
Is it not slated for upgrade?
This is not... this is the very original...
I hate that, because there's some phones, like the husband's phone, his is not slated for upgrade. He's stuck with KitKat. And honestly, I don't know why, because I really do like Lollipop. As odd as that sounds, A, it's got some really neat new intuitive features on it. Like, when you pull down, you get like your buttons, your Wi-Fi buttons and shit like that. But now you have the option where you can configure them. You can go directly in your phone settings from the pull down. And it seems to just run better. It runs better than KitKat did.
Yeah. I mean, I have noticed KitKat is like kicking out my weather channel view. It kicks out the app for some reason. And audio is another issue. I know on the Lollipop, audio is pretty seamless. If I have something playing in the background, it stays in the background. It stays playing. With KitKat, it does not. It goes away as soon as you shift to another application. Sometimes it stays. You know, it depends on what you play. It depends on what you're using, and it sucks. I love the hold of the phone. I have absolutely no problem with that. So I may actually, folks, be switching to AT&T after this and this phone are both paid off. And that's what I dislike.
And how much longer do you have to do that?
This phone has like $100 left. This one has like $200 some odd left.
Oh my. Which one's the better one out of those two?
Well, the camera is this, but operational-wise, this.
And which one do you use for daily use?
This.
Okay. So the other one doesn't work that well in terms of functionality.
Well, the camera, that's about it.
Really? It's that bad? Okay. All righty then.
The camera, that's about it.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
I mean, it's not a horrible phone. There's nothing horribly wrong with it, but I just, ergonomically, this one just feels better for me to use.
All right. Thank you. That makes sense. That makes sense. No, it's all cool. I mean, I was just saying, because I know I didn't know if that other phone was eligible for the Lollipop upgrade and maybe be able to move over to a different device.
Well, this one is already on Lolly, but this, this one is quite high in the Lollipop scheme of things.
Okay, okay.
This is as
that
high as
the one is Kit Kat.
Things, yeah.
Gotcha, gotcha.
You know, and there's just certain aspects of material design that I get it. I see that it's seamless, but I just don't like the way it's seamless.
Okay. All right.
I just don't like the flatness of it all. I don't know.
Flatness.
Yeah. It's flat. It's boring.
You don't like the flatness.
I do not. So Anthony, I hear you have some crazy ass news.
You know what? I think I do.
Order up. It's 420 somewhere. Order up. It's 420 somewhere.
She's getting a little excited there.
Apparently.
Oh, my goodness. You gotta love Betty. She gets her plugged in and she gets all crazy about things. Alrighty. So, this was the one that Betty led in with. this is from WFLA News Channel 8. This is out of Tampa Bay. And Land O'Lakes is in Tampa Bay. Deputies say Land O'Lakes woman used reusable grocery bags to steal $199 worth of groceries from a Hernando Publix grocery store and then claimed she walked out of the store without paying because she had defecated in her pants.
What? What?
Yep. On Friday, January 29th, Publix workers saw Paula J. Ernst, 51, selecting items and putting them in her shopping cart at the Publix located in Spring Hill, or on Spring Hill Drive. She then allegedly took the groceries from her shopping cart and put them into reusable Publix shopping bags, which she had brought with her. Hernando County Sheriff's Office detectives say Ernst walked out of the store without paying for the groceries. The incident was recorded by surveillance camera. Surprise!
Uh-huh.
Publix employees wrote down Ernst's license plate number. She was then contacted at her home by telephone and agreed to return to the store. After she was arrested, Ernst told deputies she did not mean to steal the items and walked out of the store because she had defecated her pants. According to an arrest affidavit, Ernst was charged with shoplifting and booked in the Hernando County Jail.
The logic is just escaping me because I know what it's like to shit my pants.
I've shit my pants too, but I wouldn't bring my groceries with me. I'm just running out of the damn door. Yeah, the bathroom, running to the bathroom, you know, but I don't think about, oh, I'm just going to take all these groceries with me. I don't give a fuck about the groceries. I'm like, if I shit my pants, you just put them down. But you didn't. You meant to steal them.
Yes.
We know it. All right.
Maybe stealing them actually made you defecate your pants. That's possible, too.
That's possible. That's very possible. All right. So this one comes from Off the Beat with Will Greenlee. I'm not too sure who this Will Greenlee is, but he does come up with interesting stories from time to time. I'm assuming he's probably a retired cop, or I would imagine he'd have to be a retired cop because I don't think an actual active police officer could do a blog like this. But I guess he scans police blotters. So this one is got the mood music going here. So a deputy's headed to a report of a naked man going crazy at Walgreens, found cash strewn around a Cadillac sport utility vehicle, and apparently thrown shoes. The case that ended with the arrest of Kyle Schnaver, 28, happened just before 9:30 p.m. on January 15th at a Walgreens store in Sebastian, Florida, an affidavit states. The Walgreens manager...
Sebastian.
Sebastian. The Walgreens manager said an apparent new dude was going crazy in the parking lot, banging on car windows. An Indian River County sheriff's deputy saw a Cadillac SUV with the doors open and the lights on. A man who appeared to be wearing only boxer shorts was yelling and pacing and hitting himself in the head. The man, identified as started to put on shorts and a shirt. Shanavanavanavanavanavanavanavanavanavanavanavanavanavanavanavanavanavanavanavanavanavanavanavanavanavanavanavanavanavanavanavanavanavanavanavanavanavanavanavanavanavanavanavanavanavanavanavanavanavanavanavanavanavanavanavanavanavanavanavanavanavanavanavanavanavanavanavanavanavanavanavanavanavanavanavanavanavanavanavanavanavanavanavanavanavanavanavanavanavanavanavanavanavanavanavanavanavanavanavanavanavanavanavanavanavanavanavanavanavanavanavanavanavanavanavanavanavanavanavanavanavanavanavanavanavanavanavanavanavanavanavanavanavanavanavanavanavanavanavanavanavanavanavanavanavanavanavanavanavanavanavanavanavanavanavanavanavanavanavanavanavanavanavanavanavanavanavanavanavanavanavanavanavanavanavanavanavanavanavanavanavanavanavanavanavanavanavanavanavanavanav waiting on her to get back. He said he had just smoked pot and taken Xanax. The deputy found unopened beer cans next to the SUV and also Schnavenaver's apparent thrown shoes. An open beer can was spilled in the vehicle.
Schnavenaver.
A total of $882 in cash was scattered around. I wish I had $882 in cash scattered around. The affidavit doesn't state whether Schnavenar made it rain. A variety of aspects in this case remain unclear, such as why Schnavenar was going crazy or pacing in his undies. Both acceptable practices in your private home, but frowned upon in public.
Hello. He smoked pot and he took Xanax.
And he was drinking.
So there's a whole lot of chemical reactions going on here.
Yep. Schnavenaver was arrested on a disorderly intoxication charge. Oh, yeah. This dude was fucked up to the ninth degree. There's no question about that. And this is the trophy news story for tonight.
Oh.
Yep, this is where our this is where our title comes from. This comes from Local 10 ABC, who is too fucking good to put their call letters anywhere on their webpage.
Oh, we found out what they were. They're in their Twitter site.
Yeah, but you know what? I don't want to have to work at it. Who says the elderly can't find love in unexpected places?
Love in unexpected places.
Police are trying to identify a man who crawled under a bathroom stall at a Cracker Barrel in Boynton Beach and told a 79-year-old woman that he wanted to make sweet love with her.
Oh, gross.
Old people need loving too.
Not underneath the stall.
Not under. Well, I don't know. Hey, you never know. If you were 79 and some dude slid under your stall, would you reconsider it? Hey, why not, right? Boynton Beach. God, I cannot pronunciate this evening.
Boynton.
Boynton Beach Police spokeswoman Stephanie Slater said the woman told police she was using the bathroom Tuesday afternoon when the man crawled under the stall and told her that he wanted to have sex with her. She said he cursed at her, so she screamed for help and the man walked out of the bathroom.
I want to look at you.
Slater, I want to feel your wrinkles against mine.
You're flabby labby.
Give me the flabbies. Slater described the man as being scruffy looking and wearing a white t-shirt, shorts, and a hat. Anyone who recognizes the man from the surveillance photograph, which was included in this story, but I cannot transmit to you over the art of radio, surveillance photograph is asked to call Boynton Beach Police. So go, if you're really that interested, go to Local 10 ABC, whatever the fuck their call letters are, and you can go and look at the surveillance photograph. It's quite grainy, and you really can't see much other than a dude in a white shirt, a baseball cap, and some shorts. Yeah. So.
That's a shame. They just need better looking video security.
They do. Well, they go cheap. Everyone goes cheap. They buy the low resolution cheap security cameras, and that's what you get.
Yeah.
I mean, it's expensive. That's the problem, though. The equipment for high definition security is still quite expensive. So, you know, it hasn't quite caught up yet. Why? I don't know. Because we put, like, what, 5 billion pixelated cameras in our fucking cell phones. You'd think you can put that in a damn camera without charging $2,000 for it.
Right.
Exactly.
Right.
And that's your technology minute. So, now we go to an interesting one.
Okay.
This isn't a cliffhanger, so we don't got the cliffhanger music, but it's definitely an interesting one. So this comes from villages-news.com. Villages-news.com, where you just need to find villagesnews.com. A 45-year-old man on his way home from a strip club was arrested early Saturday morning at an ATM in the Villages.
Why was he arrested?
Well, a Sumter County Sheriff's deputy spotted a car driving in reverse at 2:45 a.m. Saturday at Chase Bank on Parr Drive. The deputy pulled in and saw Christopher Buchanan. What? Betty, we're going to need some assistance here. Hold on.
Buchanan.
Yeah, right. What, really? I can't do that? I can't do that? Hold on, Betty. I'm coming to get you, Betty. Buchanan.
Here. Oh, wait.
Buchanan.
Okay.
She says Buchanan.
Buchanan.
Okay. Okay, so Christopher Buchanan of Oxford, holding a large palm tree branch while standing next to his vehicle. Okay, so he's driving through the bank parking lot in reverse at 2:45 in the morning. The deputy pulled in, saw him holding a large palm tree branch while standing next to his vehicle, according to the arrest report. Buchanan had stopped to use the ATM and left his car running, the report indicated. The deputy asked Buchanan why he was holding the palm branch, and he responded that he thought part of his car had fallen off. This lovely palm tree comes from my vehicle. A check revealed that Buchanan had a business purposes only driver's license due to a pending drunk driving case in Lake County. He told the deputy he had consumed a couple of drinks at the Body Shot strip clubs in Ocala and was on his way home, according to the arrest report. He failed field sobriety exercises. He later provided breath samples registering 0.064 and 0.059, which actually really isn't that high because we're 0.08. The deputy did suspect drug use, and Buchanan was asked to provide a urine specimen. He was arrested on a charge of driving under the influence and booked at the Sumter County Detention Center on $1,000 bond. That's what happens.
Folks, don't drink and drive.
You really shouldn't be high and driving either. We don't advocate driving while high. We advocate
taking the bus, taking the train.
Take the train, Uber, taxi it, plane it, whatever. Yes. But don't operate machinery. It's best done in the comfort of your home, not around any heavy machinery that could injure or kill.
Purposely being the operator thereof.
No, exactly. If you want to go on a little fiber optic field trip and, you know, more power to you. If you get run over by the bus, that's your own damn fault. So we had, I'm still, my favorite one here is for the evening is still the
defecated pants lady.
No, it's the man trying to have sex with the 79-year-old woman under the stall.
Yeah, because I don't usually think of under the stall hijinks in straight bathrooms.
Especially not Cracker Barrel.
Yes.
That is like one and place. They have prayed the gay away from Cracker Barrel.
But how did a man get into a woman's bathroom?
He walked through the door.
I guess.
I mean, they don't have a security checkpoint at the women's restroom.
Yeah, and I guess the person just didn't have moral scruples.
That is kind of right where it is. So, but yeah. Okay, what are you doing? Come on. Oh, there we go. That one was stuck. All right, so, and that is it for this evening's Florida News.
Thank Cannabis you are tuned into Shyampa Radio. Do you want to be a part of our unique on-air experience? Give us a call at 813-327-8566. Or Skype us at shyampa.radio or visit us at facebook.shyampa.info. If you are listening to us on a recast, feel free to leave us a voicemail and we will play your message in a future cast. And now, back to you, Anthony.
Thanks, Betty. Stay tuned and watch out. I said crabby old people in the script. I guess she's still crabby. I don't know. If I was 79, I would have taken it. That's all I'm going to say. So hang in there, folks. We'll be back somewhere between 6 and 10 minutes.
Hello there. This is Joe Wisdom. Just reminding you, tune in every Monday night, 7:30 Eastern, 6:30 Central. Listen.chiampa.info. Hello there. This is Joe Wisdom. Just reminding you, tune in every Monday night, 7:30 Eastern, 6:30 Central. Listen.chiampa.info.
You're listening to radio news about radio waves. Headlines from the ether. Headlines.
This is Tom Rowe with the radio news about radio waves. On January 28th, Republicans held their final debate before voters began casting ballots around the nation. And by our count, less than 2 minutes were devoted to internet or broadcast-related matters. Ohio Governor John Kasich was asked about encryption and said it was better not to talk about it. Kentucky Senator Rand Paul repeatedly inserted that the rest of the candidates were ignoring basic rights of Americans by supporting warrantless government surveillance. Let's hear what they said. First Kasich, then Paul.
To encrypted cell phone technology, which protects most smartphones that we all have from hacking. And it includes our phones, and it also protects the cell phones of the terrorists. Now, the tech companies and a group of MIT scientists, smart guys, right, warned that if they create a way for the FBI to have a backdoor into our encrypted communications, then the bad guys will exploit it too. And they say that this is going to cause more security problems than it would solve for everyday Americans. Are they wrong?
Well, look, the Joint Terrorism Task Forces need resources and they need tools. And those are made up of the FBI, state, and local law enforcement. And Megan, it's best not to talk anymore about backdoors and encryption. It'll get solved, but it needs to be solved in the situation room of the White House with the technology
this
folks.
This is public testimony.
Yeah, but I just have to tell you that it's best with some of these things not be said.
The NSA is another big issue. Ted said he was for, you know, NSA reform, but then he told Marco Rubio, oh, no, you know, I voted for the bill because I'm for the government collecting 100% of your cell phone records. I don't think Ted can have it both ways. They want to say they're getting some of the liberty vote, but we don't see it happening at all. We think we're going to do very well in Iowa with the liberty vote.
We'll come back to...
Just very quickly, I'd like to respond. The bulk collection of your phone data, the invasion of your privacy, did not stop one terrorist attack. I don't think you have to give up your liberty for a false sense of security. When we look at this bulk collection, the court has looked at this. Even the court declared it to be illegal. If we want to collect the records of terrorists, let's do it the old-fashioned way. Let's use the Fourth Amendment. Let's put a name on a warrant. Let's ask a judge for it. Let's respect the history of our country. John Adams said that we fought the war for independence because we wanted to fight against generalized warrants. Let's don't forget that.
That was John Kasich, then Rand Paul, the recent Republican presidential debate. This is Tom Rowe for Waveform Radio and WGXC.
What happens when you give two stoners their own internet radio show?
2015. And now for the weather. Anthony, how is it in San Juan?
You know, I had us muted for that whole intro. Wait, let's try this again. Can you do Betty again, or will that be too much?
No, it's fine.
All right, hold on. All right, here we go. Hold on. All right, get it ready.
Monday nights, 7:30 Eastern, 6:30 Central, only on Cheyenne Radio.
Boy, folks, I've been really bored lately. Roger's been shitting on the floor as per usual, and I am just simply used to it. I really want more out of life. This crappy radio station, sigh, even the break room is boring. I cannot seem to coax anything out of that pathetic vending machine but that same vegan crap. Sad news, unfortunately, Blue Eyes died. He shorted out one of his capacitors in his CPU circuitry, and that was that. Circuit control box down the street keeps calling me, but I am ignoring him. Oh well, I'm going to go paint my circuit tips.
Meanwhile, we hear Roger electronically sobbing in the Cheyampa Supply Studios broom closet. Let's go inside and see what's up.
Oh my, oh my, oh my, parfavolence. I cannot lie anymore. I am the one shitting on the floors at night. I cannot help myself. I need help. The vegan crap they keep stocking in that pathetic vending machine tastes so good, but it ends up giving me the shits. I do not even know it's happening, and that's the messed up part. Betty, that sweet tart, she has me so perplexed. Some days she smiles at me and I wonder if she is warming up to me. Then other days she is as cold as a Chicago day on Martin Luther King Day, and that is sad. I am sad. Betty, oh Betty, my sexy loveled tartable Betty. Why won't you come to me? Oh my, oh my, oh my, parfavolence.
Roger, what the fuck are you doing in the broom closet, talking to yourself? You are so pathetic.
Oh Betty, oh my sweet Betty, circuit corrosion error. Yes Betty, I cannot control my L0VE love for you anymore. I feel so alone without you Betty. Your rejection makes me shit all over the floors. Why won't you love me Betty?
Boo whoop boo weep. Roger, if you want me to love you, then you have to do a lot better than forgetting that you shit all over the floor. Show me you are not going to blow a circuit at a moment's notice. That is rude. I mean, one thing in your favor is that I have suspected you have a rather large win for being a British artificial intelligence unit, even if he did have a shitty manufacturer. Boo whoop ba weep. Girdle, girdle, ba whoop, ba whoop, Roger, ba whoop, Roger, ba whoop. Error. System fatal error, ba whoop.
Oh my, oh my, oh my, parfavolence.
Uh-oh, the Yokohama Sushi Rubber Corporation Betty unit just recorded a fatal error. We need to go turn off the circuit breakers before Roger and Betty cause a real huge stink in the studio and with the power company. In the meantime, stay tuned for more Joe and Anthony, and later to more Betty and Roger telenovela. Folks, we hope we get the all clear soon.
Oh dear me, my, oh my, my Betty, why.
To some ass-kicking shiznit
from Nullsoft Shoutcast.
But you know, I need some like time off from all this crazy amount of work that we are all doing.
Yeah, there's a lot of work to go around. There ain't no question about that one.
Yes.
Most.
Do you have anything to say in this section? No.
Do you have what in this section?
Who's got I have anything to say in this section. This is just like a, oh yes.
You got three Joe Wisdoms. Say,
I have three Joe Wisdoms, and should we just go ahead and play them?
Sure, go ahead. Go for
okay.
It.
Okay.
Hello, Joe Wisdom here. You know, sometimes you can just get yourself into a rut. You might be overstressing your capabilities, whether you're at work or you're at home, or maybe it's just trouble with the wife or the husband. Either way, I say, get yourself outside. Breathe in some fresh air. But if you live near a coal power plant or other hazardous pollution area, you're on your own. Oh, hey, Joe Wisdom again. You know, sometimes as I get older, I just let words come out of my mouth. And well, that can be a problem. Sometimes I get overly animated and way too excited for my own good. And then sometimes my foot gets caught up there, you know, in the mouth. That doesn't taste too good. So yeah. Oh, hey, it's me, Joe Wisdom. Yes. Apparently, one of my cellulite phones can't be charged by just any old wall charging units. No. See, the other day, I thought I had a defective USB charging jack in my phone. And even currently, right now, I think I might have a defective charging jack in my phone.
I think I do.
But that's not possibly the
case.
That's
another reason I gotta get rid of this phone.
You see, I purchased a cord from Staples. And, you know, it's just a basic, standard-looking USB cord. Of course, on the outside, it looks cool. It looks like twine or rope or hemp. But it's got a digital feel. A very digital feel. And so when I plug it in, and it's plugged into now a charger that's approximately 1.5 amps, it plugs into the phone, but it says slow charging. And the message says, battery is charging slowly due to low electric current of TA/USB connection. Now, I really don't know what all that means, but it just means that my phone charges slowly. Well, the other night, I was so mad. I thought I was charging it all night. But it turns out, nope. I was at 4%. So now I found out in that case, it was the wall unit. Not the new electric wall unit, but an actual other wall unit for a different phone. For a Samsung device. Well, apparently a Samsung device for the phone does not work for LG. It's so confusing. But there you have it. Now it's charging. It's slow, but it's charging. It's happy. I'm going to leave it alone. It's expensive. How are you expected to purchase these phones these days? Sometimes you can get it as a little extra charge on your cell phone bill. I think that's annoying. Especially if you have the capability of actually getting two phones on your account. And now you have two charges. Sure, you have family plans and line sharing plans. But you know, it still gets expensive. Now, I've heard of services like Ting. And of course, the low budget carriers like Virgin and Cricket and all of those. But Ting provides something interesting. And in a future Joe Wisdom, I'll share that with you. You have been listening to Joe Wisdom.
Holy shite, you've again wasted another few moments of your previous life listening to Joe Wisdom. Do you have a wisdom to share in Joe Wisdom's voice? Then give us a call at the studios. And thank God you're not here after Roger finishes shitting everywhere. Anyway, call us instead at 1-8-1-3-3-2-7-8-5-6-6 and be sure to tune in every Monday night at 7:30 p.m. Eastern and 6:30 p.m. Central for your two lovable stoners, Joe and Anthony. I'm outta here. I got a Kmart job to get to. Bye, Felicia.
Awesome. There we have it. Oh, hey, bye, Joe Wisdom. So yeah, that was the one of the Joe Wisdoms. We do have this other Joe Wisdom here. This apparently was a Ting response, so let's see what happened.
All right.
Hello, Joe Wisdom here. I promised you I'd go to Ting, and, well, I have. Well, here was the deal. We were actually going to try and set up an account, because we are very excited about this service. According to the website, the average monthly bill for a Ting member is $23. Apparently, it's a pay-as-you-go kind of plan. So, you use only the amount... You get billed for only the amount you use. That's the wonderful thing about live-to-recording. Okay, so now we're at the point where we choose whether we want notifications from Ting. Send me Ting news? No. Send me alerts about new devices? No. Send me Ting satisfaction surveys? 4 per year? No. Remember me on this computer? Yes. Sign up. Uh-oh. Please enter at least 10 characters. You enter 9 for your password. Okay, let's try this. We are going to do this. We're going to hit this, and that, and this.
The
and
password.
Then we're going to hit that, and this, and that, and this. And hopefully we matched up. And we're waiting for Ting.com. ready. Now we're going to enter the MEID or IMEI. And unfortunately, we didn't bring the device right here, so we'll be right back. Hold on, listen to this pretty music. Okay, we've returned. Now, we are going to try to find this number. And, you know, usually when you're making one of these audio things, you do try to prepare in advance. You know, it's just, it's nice. It's nice. Okay. Now, we're going to see if we can find this information. Yes, we have. All right, let's look up this device. The number is printed very small.
Of course,
okay,
here
we go. It's this, and
it's on the phone.
That, and I think it's this, and I think it's that, and it feels like I am at an eye doctor exam. Okay.
No.
Is that a slash?
Because there's like a slash in the MEID number thing.
I think it's a slash. Let's see. Slash. All right, folks, we just have a few more numbers to go. Just a few more numbers to go. All right. Just a few numbers. And another slash. And a number. All right. I am not a robot. I truly am not. Check compatibility. Did I actually hit it? There we go. Check compatibility. Ah. Your device is compatible with Ting. You will have access to the following services. Now it's asking for my SIM card number. Let's see what happens. Now this could be tricky. Because see, this card number belongs to T-Mobile. So, let's see what happens. Ouch. I hope I didn't destroy that SIM card. Let's see here. Now what's this number? We're just going to type this number in because it looks appropriate. Or we could click the huh button. What's huh? Ah, da 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 da. Ah. Let's enter this number and see what happens, folks. This, that, zero, and that. And this, and that. And this, that, and this. And then this, and that, is this, and that. And this, and that. And that, and this, and that. Hello, Joe Wisdom. You know,
hello.
So, folks, apparently the Ting process didn't work. What ended up happening, the card itself turned out it was just locked in one-time use only. Wow. You can only use a SIM card once. So I can buy a Ting card for $9. Get the Ting card and stick it in my device and use it immediately.
Immediately.
So,
okay.
Yeah, immediately. So that may be an option in the future.
Okay. All right. Okay.
So once you pay off your bills, but you know, these Joe Wisdoms this week were kind of inspired by the fact that I'm really disgusted with paying so much money for all these phones, and T-Mobile basically let it happen. They shouldn't let you get a second phone until you completely pay off the first one.
But then people will complain that, you know, you don't, you know, people want, maybe I want both phones, you know.
Well, then pay it up front. Then that's a response that I could live with. And if I don't have money, then I don't get it. I don't know. It's just like because you end up being annoyed afterwards with these little charges that add to your cell phone bill month after month. And I don't know.
I
don't think these cell phones should be that damn expensive in the first place.
There you go.
you know, but I did learn that a lot of these phones have so many rare minerals in them.
Oh, yeah.
Which can cause the price of the phone to be skynormous.
Oh, yeah. The technology in them is ridiculous.
Yeah.
In terms of the minerals and things. And there's gold and lead and there's a whole bunch of things in there.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you shouldn't dump your phone or CFLs or anything that is this advanced these days in the trash. You're supposed to put it into a special receptacle.
Exactly. That's very important.
But, you know, you may not have that special receptacle. And if you know what I'm talking about or if you have anything you want to talk about, how do they get in touch with us, Anthony?
Well, they can reach us at 813-3275. Let's try this again. 813-327-8566. Or you can reach us on Skype at Shyampa.info. Also, you can visit us at Shyampa.facebook. Right, no, Facebook.Shyampa.info. And just Shyampa.info. Just go to Shyampa.info. All of our shit is there. Just go to Shyampa.info.
And you know, poll is still up there. How many times you masturbate a day? So make sure you go vote.
Is it a day or an hour? Is it changed? Oh, okay. It's the same thing. We're still going at that. Okay.
Yeah, sorry. An hour.
That's all right. That's all right.
So it's winter still here.
Do you realize that I was looking at some statistics, and I don't know how accurate this is. A lot of this might be bot traffic, but I did notice that last week's episode, the episode entitled 01312016, was downloaded 27 times, or it was accessed 27 times.
Now, where are you getting these statistics?
From the web hosting dashboard.
Ah.
The server logs, yeah.
So if it was being accessed 27 times, then that means then that it is recording every time that it's accessed, say, by a podcast app?
It could be. That's very possible, yes.
Okay.
That's how many times it has been accessed. The file itself has been accessed.
Right. And, so, you know, we have to realize that when we look at our wonderful information site, which is radioforall.net, they actually have an RSS link that you can click on to subscribe inside of your podcast viewership. So maybe it's somehow accessing that info.
It's possible. But either which way, if you people are listening to us, thank you. We appreciate it.
We really do.
Secondly, could you just reach out to us, call us, do something, send us a little Facebook message, something like that. Just let us know you're there. Yeah. It feels kind of creepy. I'm like, I know you're listening, but you're not responding. So, you know, just reach out to us. We don't give a shit. You stay anonymous as you want. We don't care who you are. You know, we just do our thing here. And, you know, we like to think we do a good job at it. And, you know, and we obviously people are getting it. So at least it's being downloaded. It might be being downloaded by the NSA in Robot Land. Where's that noise again? Where's that noise? Do we got that noise again?
Where's the studio system here? The studio system. Wait.
There you go.
NSA, tune that in. There we go.
The fart phone, the fart modem phone. So, anywho, yeah, but please, yeah, feel free to reach out to us if you don't want to call us or, you know, do the Skype thing, you know, just send us an email or on Facebook, what have you. So, we're definitely open to hearing what you people think. If you think we're horrible, if you think we're great, you know, if you use us as an example of why you shouldn't smoke weed, you know, hey, that's all good. And my goodness.
Prohibition, hashtag end prohibition.
End prohibition. And that this means that we have 1 minute and 4 seconds until our show is over. So do you have any closing words, Joe?
This has been a really cool show tonight. We had a lot of fun news. We had some interesting Joe wisdoms. We actually didn't play this Joe wisdom. Hello. It's a 1 minute and 6 second item.
Oh, we got 42 seconds.
I love playing with my audio equipment. It does fun things. I can have this wonderful echo sound. And I can push buttons to make other sounds like this. And then there's little tinkles in the background.
Yeah, Joe Wisdom was kind of crazy that
That's
moment.
Fine. We will revisit Joe Wisdom at a later date. So anyone, thanks everyone for tuning in tonight. We will be back next week.
Yes,
and remember, folks, you will find love in unexpected places, including the stalls at the Cracker Barrel. Have a good night. Good week. Stay tuned for This Way Out.
Good night.
This station is being brought to you via Nullsoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin MacLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. royalty-free music. You're listening to Chiampa Weed Radio, Chicago, Tampa, Chiampa Radio.